meeting is now being recorded.
Welcome to the Latin Generation panel meeting on Tuesday, 9th of February 2016. On the call, there is myself, Chris Dillon, Aysegul Tekse, Hazin Hazar, Mirjana Tosic, and from ICANN staff, Ali Reza Saleh. So there are two things, two main things on today's agenda. The first are some edits on the proposal for the generation panel, the formation proposal. So I'll just take you through those. There are actually quite a few edits, some of which we agreed last week and some of which are totally new. And then the second thing is just to agree the presentation which is given in Marrakesh. There's actually quite a lot of overlap between the two items. And, oh, for once I shall remember, does anybody have any other business? I always forget to ask. Hearing none, let's move on. Now, what I'm going to do is scroll down quite slowly, because I actually don't have any edits until page 4 of the document, but I shall scroll down slowly just in case somebody else may have some edits before that point. So here goes. Well, we're heading towards page 4 now, and in fact there are a few things I wanted to pick up. I mean, one of them is that we still, I really would like to know why the integration panel removed these two ranges from the Latin part of MSR2. Really be good to know the reasons for that. So. Armad is online, we can ask him. Anyway, that was the first one. And then, okay, there's quite a new piece of text then. Get it towards the top of the screen so that it's clear what we're talking about. So it's this bit about inclusion criteria, because we discussed this 2 weeks ago, and then I've tried here to draft some text on what we're doing, and it doesn't, you know, like everything else in this document, these are all first drafts, so we could decide that we want to come back and add things, or I think usually it will be a matter of adding things, but you know, we might want to correct some things and delete others, but the provisional idea is to have this text, so it needs to have a score of 5 or above. Yes, that's right. So it's 1, 2, 3 or 4. And the language is in modern use, and that's described as, you know, something like current newspapers would be really good. Or spoken by a large number of people. Quite clear, large number. We need to come back to that. That, you know, that would seem to go some way of the way to getting there. And then I've added a little bit of text here. Even if the code falls within our inclusion criteria, there could still be a reason why it shouldn't be included. And my suspicion is that this could be something like, you know, it could be some kind of security reason, perhaps it's visually similar to another code point or something like that. I mean, again, I have a feeling that more work is required here, but it's work that we can come back to later. It's really just provisional text for us. Okay. And I think that's probably all I want to pick up on page 4, so let us start our scrolling again and see how far we get. So we go on to, you see, I've got these new section headings, so I've got exclusions. Now at the moment, I wonder if any of you spotted it. Romanization is actually in the section under exclusions. So at the moment, it is looking as if all Romanizations might be excluded. So, you know, the code point being part of a Romanization would not itself be enough to get it included. That's really what this is saying. I simply need to say that rather more overtly. Moment.
Chris, I'm sorry. May I ask something? The first sentence in exclusions I don't understand it. Code point must be in contemporary use. What this sentence is trying to say?
So the idea behind this is that we have two sections. One is on inclusions. So inclusion means basically, these are reasons which we may want to use to include code points. Now, the exclusion...
That one is clear to me, thank you.
Yes. But exclusions is reverse. So, exclusions is anything that we might consider to be a reason for excluding. And at the moment, romanization is actually sitting in that section. So, the position of that paragraph is very important. Possibly need to make that a little clearer in the future version.
Yes, please, especially the first sentence. What does it mean? Because code points must be in the contemporary use, not for exclusion, but contemporary use, it should be included, not excluded.
Yes, that's it. So basically, we need to delete a clause. So what we need is code points must not be punctuation. That would be far clearer.
That's okay. Must not be punctuation or solely for historical or religious texts or other specialist use. That's okay. But the first part is a little bit doesn't stand.
It's quite confusing, and actually that point has already been made further up, so we don't need it. We can just delete that clause. Better. All right, so I'll continue my scrolling. And I think this time we get down to about one... Well, I'll make a brief comment on 1.5. I feel 1.5 should probably be longer. This is too brief. There are probably other important documents, so I suspect we may need to come back here. Anyway, in 1.6, Principal Languages Using the Script, I have done a little bit of work on what were gaps. I was rather hoping that Eric would be able to help with the American languages, but I am unable to contact him. So I have done some provisional work on American and Eskimo Aleut languages. One of the issues is that there seems to be some overlap. So sometimes it can be quite difficult to separate statistics. You get statistics that cover both, which that causes some problems. Okay, so let's just come down, because we've got the summary paragraph at the top. And then when we come down, there's a new paragraph on the Americas. And as you can see, you've got hash hash. And if you ever see hash hash in a document I'm working on, it means, you know, I know that more work is required. So, you know, this is really not good. I've written something, but we really need to think about this text more slowly and probably split it. It might be sort of Eskimo, Aleut, North America, Central America, South America, something like that. It looks easier than it is in reality. That's what I'm trying to say. Okay, just continue all the way down. Oh, I don't know. Point under Eskimo Aleut. So, under Eskimo Aleut, we actually bump into the first letter that they use, for which there is no precomposed form. So, they use X circumflex. So, as you can see in the document, I wasn't able to print it because this is really quite a rare letter. So, at the moment, I haven't included that in the repertoire in the code point table, but the reason I haven't included it is because it's an EGIS level 7 language. So that's, I think it's quite unlikely that, unless we find it used in another language, I think we probably don't need to. But I just think it's slightly interesting that we've really bumped into one of the first things which doesn't have a precomposed form. I'm sure there will be others over the course of time, especially in Africa. Okay, well, I did a little bit of work centrally. Script. I think we go a long way this time. I think we're on page 8 before anything. Just mention, I realise that Hazem sent some edits which have not yet been included in this document, so I'm just stating now that I'm aware of the edits that will be included in the next version. The other thing I'll just mention briefly, for some bizarre reason I have filed Eric under B, under W, he really needs to be filed under B, so I'll put it this time. Then we go into the mini CV section, and I have been sending many emails to people to get as many mini CVs as possible, and I am expecting perhaps one or two more, but at the moment we've got 6 here. Also, some of them are people who who do not attend meetings very often. So, I think what comes out of this is really the idea that with such a small team, we are not ready to form. That's really the idea I want to get over to you. And that takes us rather neatly. Into the next section, which is on panel diversity. So I'll just get that up to the screen. And I've used a simple system here. So rather than just saying we're not ready, I've actually used the traffic lights here to indicate exactly where we need help, because I think that's very helpful. You can look at it quickly and say the reason this panel is not ready to form is, instead of just saying it's not ready to form, you can say, well, it's not ready to form because of X, Y, and Z, and here are the reasons. So, now let me have a look. So we've got national and regional policy makers. I suppose that's really an example of something which may never be a green, because there are so many regions and so many nations. We will never have adequate representation. But I do feel that, possibly at this stage, it's not a total red, but it's much closer to a red than to a green. Now, under technical community, I've been in contact recently with Paul Hoffman, who is saying, unfortunately, that he's unlikely to have much time for us. And so this really turns what could conceivably have been an amber into a red, the only red that it probably is one. Coming down, security and law enforcement. Again, I think we're quite thin on the ground here, although strangely my own background with the string similarity evaluation panel is rather relevant here, because that really is getting quite close to security. Academia, technical and linguistic, and so this is really micro. So, some areas were actually fairly strong, but other areas are very, very weak. So here, Southeast Asia, Central Asia, Australasia, were really, and actually, to be honest with you, American, and I think Michael, I think will get involved with the African languages, thank goodness, but I am afraid this is another amber which, although it may never be a green, at the moment it's quite close, it's sort of tending towards a red, to be honest. Then, as regards community-based organisations, yes, we actually do tick that box quite well. I mean, if we had to sort of represent all of them, then it would straight away be amber, but this may be better to have it an amber turning green. It's a better sort of, it would be a much better sort of amber than the security and academia ambers. I almost feel here that we need another colour. and then lastly, local language computing. And I think we've, again, strictly speaking, it possibly would be better as an amber, but I think it is an amber tending towards being a green rather than the other direction. So that is why I make the analysis that I do. This is actually one of the examples of overlap with the presentation, because I felt it was good to have during the presentation an indication of where expertise is required, so we can effectively use that as a way of recruiting volunteers and possibly advisors. That would be another conceivable way to go. So I don't know whether anybody has anything they'd like to raise on this analysis. All right, well, let's move down. I think we get as far as page 30 this time. Now, obviously, our being unable to form the panel at this point has an effect on the work schedule. Now, interestingly, I suspect it may not affect the amount of time we need to do this, because strangely, in some ways, because there are so few of us, strangely in some ways, I'm actually rather proud of the work that we've done on the repertoire. I think that's actually pretty solid. It would be lovely to show it to more people. And again, in the presentation, I have, I've actually taken, there's one slide in the presentation which is a snapshot of the repertoire. And the idea behind that is it gives people a very clear idea of actually what it means to do the work on which panel. We've done some amount of work there, and I think it's fairly solid. So I am hoping that although it looks as if we will need to postpone the panel formation, that it may not affect our timeline. So, okay, and I now realise that that is the last thing I want to say about this document today. And so I'll just scroll to the end in case anybody spots something. Should be my case. Funnily enough, I have just spotted a typo, so we'll take a note of that. All right. I'm now intending to load the presentation, so if there's anything else you'd like to say about this, whether it's about a macro level thing or whether it's a micro thing. All right. I don't know whether Ali Razor can hear me speaking, but one question I'd like to ask is, have I actually got the right slide? I think it's the right one, I'm not totally sure. Okay, well, it would only take seconds to change it anyway. Okay, so I don't think I have the time of it, but I don't have the date or the time of the meeting, but I'll add that to the first slide, and then we've got the overview, which is basically just what I'm going to say. So, potential scope, I'll show you what I've done that later, members we have now, and additional expertise required, repertoire, and what next. Yeah, I've started using the word repertoire because it's perhaps easier than just talking about code tables. It's more specific. Here at the moment, those terms are being used, which is not good. So, first of all, I thought the best thing to do was to this is an extract from Mirjana's document on the world languages using the script. And what I did was I did a snapshot, I did a screenshot of where languages switch from being EGIDS level 4. That means probably their code points will be included, to EGIDS level 5. Now, with EGIDS level 5 and above, might be using that word above incorrectly somewhere in the document. I'll try and fix that. EGIDS level 5 and above, so 6, 7, 8, 9, then cases have to be made. And so far, we have made a case on one situation, and that is Esperanto. Esperanto is an EGIDS 5 language, and we're saying that we really would like to be able to use the Esperanto special characters. Then we've got the current membership. That slide doesn't work on the screen, but it does work. I think it would work on a large screen. It doesn't really work on a small screen. I'll try and do two columns. That would fix it. Now we've got the slide which is summarizing the traffic light system I was just mentioning to you. So I'm actually not going to repeat what I said because it's exactly the same as what I told what I was saying 5 or 10 minutes ago, really. But this is the situation as I understand it, and it may change over time. But then moving down, this is the slide I was describing before, where it's actually an extract from the repertoire, and I picked an extract where you can see it's where things are really starting to get quite difficult. So we've got characters here which we think are attested, and there are some which we can't attest all together. So I feel it sort of represents the work rather well. Okay. Then we basically have just a summary of what's going to happen now. So it is a matter of adding members, conceivably adding advisors, applying to form the panel, and then and then it's back to the previous slide, effectively. So we're looking at the repertoire and also at Cyrillic and Greek repertoires, and then it's a matter of creating the repertoire formally and any additional WLEs. So there are some whole level evaluation rules which actually come in the procedure, but we may need to add some. Interestingly, so far we've only I think we're only aware of one possible one. So at the moment, the German character in the chat room, German SZ, may only be used, at least in standard German, either in the middle of a word or at the end of the word. It cannot be used at the beginning of a word, and so that might be a case for a that's going to be the only one we find, and then we'll almost be tempted to leave it and have a simpler system. And I think that was all I was intending to say about the presentation. I wonder if there are any questions about it. All right. The only item of any other business, and actually I forgot that I had something, but I think it is worth mentioning. The only thing I'm aware of is that, and just in case you don't know, you probably do know, but I only just discovered yesterday, the ICANN Panama meeting is cancelled because of the outbreak of the Zika virus. So we're currently waiting to see where the meeting will be, but it not only will it not be in Panama, but presumably it won't be in that whole area, which is surprisingly large. So just so that you're aware of that development. Okay, well, for once it looks as if we get off early in that case. I'd like to thank you all for attending the meeting. We have I think, one last meeting in 2 weeks' time before the Marrakesh face-to-face. So I was saying thank you very much for attending.
Bye, everybody.
Goodbye, Miriana.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Goodbye.